Hi, everybody. It's Donna Fox, and I am here in Akron, Ohio. We're going to talk about the Akashic Records tonight, and would love to talk to you as well. We have some interesting things. You know, I've been going through some papers, and I found a journal that I had written in a while back, and with also some questions from people that were very, very interesting questions. And so I was going to cover some of those questions tonight. Of course, you could also call and we could chat about your questions. And for those people who have never listened to the Akashic Wisdom before, a radio show, I'd like to tell you that the Akashic Records, Akashic Wisdom is a information, it's about... The Akashic Wisdom is a show about the Akashic Records, and what we do is I open the Akashic Records before the show starts, and then what I do is answer questions based on what you ask and your current legal name. And so what many people do, they'll email me the questions, and then we'll go from there. Some people will even call me here on the show, which would be fabulous. And if you'd like to dial in, you can call toll-free, as a matter of fact, in the U.S. and Canada at 888-429-5471. Or you can dial direct if you're out of the country. You can dial direct at 530-513-6472, and our area code, our country area code is 011. So anyway, first of all, before we even start, I had a fabulous day yesterday at the Westlake Unity Center, and what it was all about, it was called Pets Be Blessed, and so people were bringing their pets. And what was wonderful about it is there were folks doing Reiki and animal massage, as well as chiropractors adjusting these wonderful beings. And I was actually opening the Akashic Records of the owners. I like to call them guardians or caretakers, and the animals themselves, and answering questions of these wonderful people. And what the other thing is that we had so much love there, and everybody, the animals were just responding like crazy, and it was very interesting because the way you have to ask permission whether you open an animal's record, see, we don't open anyone's records without their specific permission. And so first I opened the Akashic Records of the owner or the guardian, the caretaker, and then with their... You know, they've given me permission to open their records, and we look to their animal and ask, "Is it okay using their, you know, to open up your Akashic Records?" And what was so amazing is that, you know, these animals would be looking all around and kind of, what you would think would be distracted. As soon as I caught their eye and I asked them the question, they would either like jump up on the lap of their guardian, or they would lay right down and look right at me. There's not one animal that refused to have their records open, and it was really beautiful. And so, again, if anyone out there has an animal that they would like to know more about, I'm happy to assist you and help you with that animal by opening up their Akashic Records as well as yours, and to see how we can best serve them and what they need from us. And not to mention, if you have some behavior problems or illness, you want to understand what the core issues are. That's a great way to get more information, is to have their Akashic Records open. I mean, there are wonderful animal communicators, absolutely. What's different about this is we're going in with a specific intention, opening their Akashic Records. And, you know, the Akashic Records, as I've mentioned on many shows, are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic Records, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. So anything that is living now or has lived in the past still has an imprint, still has a vibration. And we can ask, not necessarily if somebody has left the planet, we can't get their permission to open their records. But if there was somebody in your life that is no longer on the planet, you can find out why that person was in your life based on why you chose them to be there. We can't necessarily find out about anybody else because that would be invading privacy, and we don't do that. So, but again, if that's of interest to you, please give us a call. I say us because I always work with the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records. I don't channel. I'm in full personality, and I tell you what I see, think, see, feel, and hear. And so it's, I don't interpret it. It's, again, whatever I see, feel, or hear is what I tell you. So it's basically straight on that way. And again, our number here is 888-429-5471 for the U.S. or Canada, and Canada rather. And if you want to dial direct, it's 530-513-6472. Oh, and you can also email me your questions. You can email your questions to info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, at akashicwisdom.com. So, again, thank you for inviting me, the Westlake Unity Spiritual Center, and I hope to do more things with them. So, so let me just talk about some of the questions. One of the questions that came forward is, why has humanity struggled to realize peace in the world? And what simple daily practice can each person do to realize more balance and peace in their lives? And this question actually came from TM, who is from Minneapolis. And what the masters, teachers, and loved ones had to say about this was, balance and peace come from an inward motion and an outward expression of love. Balance and peace come from an inward motion and an outward expression of love. The challenge is that many people feel they are not worthy of love. The reasons for this are truly too many and diverse they're too numerous to actually go into on a more detailed basis. But the one thing that's important to understand is, no matter what the belief system is that they are carrying, that they are not worthy of love, none are true. It has nothing to do with truth. It has to do with perception. And the daily practice of creating light will go a long way in anchoring more love on the planet. So what you want to do is, sitting in light is a non-judgmental and can be either done in one's own mind or actually sitting under a light bulb to help the imagination. Pure white light is love, and love is light. Yet from a personality perspective, sitting in light has less resistance than sitting in love. So here is the practice. Upon rising, while sitting, I don't think I'm on the phone anymore. I hope I'm still on the air. Anyway, so here is the practice. Upon rising, while sitting in bed, or just as you put your feet to the floor, imagine light surrounding your entire being, above you and below you, holding you in light. And remember to breathe. And as you do so, say reverently, I am the light. I am the light. Today is of light. As I walk in light, I anchor light, as I am the light. Then imagine and or feel light descend around you, and use this as many times during the day to balance yourself, to bring you back to peace, to align you and your subtle bodies, your spiritual bodies. And I hopefully that was helpful for folks. I just want to make sure I'm still on the air. So, Don, can you just answer me if I'm still on the air? Because I feel like I'm not. I feel like I heard a click.
No, you're
not. And I'm not on the air. So, Don, are you there?
Yes, you are on the air.
Thank you. Okay, appreciate it. I am on the air. Yay! Okay. All righty, good. I'm glad to be on the air. All right, and I'm glad that you all heard that, because it's very important that we, at this time of our existence, truly anchor more light. And the more light we can anchor, the better off we're going to be, the better that we are going to be able to move forward into our own path. Because when we light up the path, that is what it's really about. Okay? We have to really light up our being so that we can light up the path. And as we light up our path, we feel more connected, and we feel more grounded, and then we feel more love, and that's very important. Okay? So, and another message from the Akashic Record is that this actual message came forward in 2002. In fact, June 11th, 2002. That's how old this journal is. And what the masters, teachers, and loved ones had to say then is, "Today we come before you to talk about love. Many of you are working very hard trying to achieve unconditional love for each other and for yourself. This is a beautiful goal. However, the one rarely included is in the field of unconditional love is yourself. And truly looking at yourself, we know we try very hard to move into forgiveness and to try and help other people by giving them or sending them unconditional love. And yet our own self-talk is so detrimental. So what we need to really look at and start journaling and recounting is our own unconditional love of self. And as mentioned, as while unconditional love of others is a very lofty goal, self-acceptance is the first step. And you've heard us talk about this many times, but it seems to come up again and again because everybody hears things differently. And people will hear one message and get it, and somebody else will hear another message and get that. And it's important that we keep reminding you. So again, self-acceptance is the first step. Also, the unconditional love of others does not mean allowing them to treat you badly. For that reason, unconditional love does not mean no boundaries. Unconditional love begins with self-acceptance and self-love. And what that means is that you will not allow anyone to hurt you, including yourself. The path to self-love can be challenging. And when you ask, what is my purpose, this concept is number one on the list. Each lifetime carries its own experiences. Key to moving forward toward your purpose is to achieve self-love and self-acceptance in as many areas of your life as possible. And so the reason this is so important is because when you are confident and feel secure with yourself and you're moving and you really feel the self-love, your purpose becomes very clear. You operate not from a place of seeking approval from others, but from a place of service to the divine. And we have to always remember that we are a part of the divine, and therefore have wonderful abilities that we don't even know. We have no idea how great we can truly be. And that's not from an egotistical point of view. It's from a service point of view. And we spend so much time moving in or trying to gain approval from other people that we forget about what it feels like to gain the approval of ourselves. And so when you serve the divine by living with the intention of love in all things, you align yourself with the God light that is everywhere in the universe. Yet people have such a hard time with this. And the question here is, how can we humans move into this self-acceptance and self-love? And the masters, teachers, and loved ones have said, number one, we have to give up the illusion of right and wrong. So many of you fear being wrong that you don't try, which causes frustration and feeling shame, also guilt or anger. And all of this, when it's turned inside, becomes a form of depression. So becoming aware of the spiritual or the spiral of your spiritual purpose is about moving into joy. And also becoming aware of the spiral into depression can help to stop the cycle before it begins, or even midway it can turn it around, and it can turn the experience into a learning one, into an acceptance experience. Number two, become aware of all the areas in your life you hold judgment. And that is an amazing observation. If you can just pull yourself up and begin to observe yourself, where you're judgmental, whether it's, are you judgmental of a person you just met? Are you judgmental of the way someone talks or expresses themselves? Are you judgmental about the way someone looks? Are you judgmental about just something inane like a television show or the pair of socks somebody chose? We have to really look, or even about the judgment we carry with ourselves. We are so judgmental of ourselves and how we carry ourselves and what we say, that the idea here is that judgment itself is something that we need to really look at, because not only is negative judgment self-defeating, it doesn't make us better, but also even when you judge something as good, it's still a judgment, rather than the acceptance of the love that is being presented. So again, we have to become aware of all the areas in our lives that we hold judgment. Judgment and love cannot abide in the same place. We really want to look at that. Judgment cannot live where love abides, and love cannot live where judgment abides. And awareness is the first step in releasing and the acceptance of self. So again, notice when you hold judgment of right or wrong, good or bad. Notice the difference in your body and how it feels when you hold judgment. And when there's a difference between holding judgment and when you love and accept something. And becoming aware of the judgment can have a huge impact on how you view others, or how you treat yourself, and your attitude, or your overall behavior. And what we also have to realize, and not beat ourselves up about, is that the reality and the absolute truth of this planet, of this existence, is that eliminating judgment is virtually impossible. Because if you have children or work and live every day in society, there's going to be judgment. However, becoming aware of where your judgment lies gives you a much greater power of choice to see with what it truly is and how it serves you. And noticing how the judgment serves you in your life is very important, because we're not talking about discernment here. We're talking about a judgment, and there is a difference. And we need discernment. But there are certain judgments that we carry for ourselves and others or situations that really need to be discarded. Step three would be to listen to how you speak to yourself. So when's the last time you gave yourself a compliment? Like, good job, or I like the way I look, or I'm looking pretty good, or feeling pretty good, or I did that well. The idea is to increase that kind of self-talk, the positive self-talk, the loving self-talk. Because if you continue to beat yourself up on a regular basis, it makes it hard to say I love you and believe it. When I say I love you, I'm talking about saying I love you to yourself. The more you can say I love you to yourself and mean it and feel like you deserve it, the more you'll be able to magnetize love to you. Because you will be and act as love. There's a saying out there asking yourself, what would Jesus do? What would God do? We're suggesting you ask, what would love do? If I truly loved myself in this particular situation, how would I react? Because the most important relationship you can have is with yourself. When you truly learn to trust yourself, trust your judgment, trust your feelings, speak your truth, have your boundaries in place, well, that's a very important mission. And it also makes other people feel very, very comfortable, because you know who you are, and they're not going to pull anything on you, and they know that if you don't like something, you're going to be straight with them. And that's actually very comforting. Because when you're truthful with yourself and you have a strong relationship with yourself, you know what you want. And you know what it feels like to feel good. And you know what it feels like to feel uncomfortable. And then, you know, when you're able to communicate that, you know, that's your next step. Also, part of this love and acceptance is really becoming aware of what you are willing to do and accomplish, or willing to do to accomplish your goals in life. It's key, because we can have wonderful goals and dreams, but if we're not willing to do what it takes to work towards them, then there'll always be wishes. They won't be goals. And every day we must do at least one thing to move us closer to our goals and our plans. Because when we move forward, the universe will rush to meet us. And so we want to be able to adjust our self-talk and eliminate the words should. Well, you should be doing this and you should be doing that. Because by eliminating the word should, you can make a choice of, I'm willing to do this, I'm not willing to do that. And your willingness of what you're committed to do will also point you in the right direction. And you know what's also interesting about that is that there's many people, and I will put myself as part of that, that have wonderful dreams. And yet there's a part of those dreams or the goals that sometimes we're just not willing to do. because either it seems like it's out of our reach or it seems that it's too much work. There's so many different reasons. And so we have to get clear, if we're not willing to do what it takes to get the job done, how much do we really want it? You know, when I was in business, I mean, a different business, when I had had an office with employees and stuff like that, you know, if the bathroom needed cleaning, I cleaned the bathroom. I mean, it was, what I'm saying is it wasn't, you know, I didn't hire somebody to clean the bathroom, didn't ask the employees to clean the bathroom, because it was just one small little bathroom. I was willing to do it. I was willing to do whatever it took to make sure that that business ran the way it was supposed to run. And so what are you willing to do to move forward on your path? And those are the kinds of questions you want to ask. And this whole program is devoted to questions that you need to ask yourself in order to be able to move forward and feel good about what you're doing. And it's not about anybody else's dream, it's only about yours. And so we really need to also begin telling ourselves the truth. Telling ourselves the truth not only about what we're willing to do and what we're not willing to do, but what we really want. Not what somebody else says they want for us. Not what somebody else says they think we would be good at. But what do we truly want? And that starts by telling ourselves the truth, by learning to trust ourselves. And you want to look to see how many times you say yes when you really want to say no. And then notice how angry you feel when you actually have to do what you said you were going to do but you didn't want to do. It's like a trapped feeling. And you feel it as soon as you say yes to when you wanted to say no. And so part of telling yourself the truth is not saying yes when you want to say no. It's about standing in your ground. It's not about being mean or not helping people. It's about being truthful, again, about what you're willing to do. And the bottom line is you have to ask yourself at that moment, what will bring you the most joy? And if helping a person will bring you joy, then you should do it. If you're feeling resentful and you don't want to help that person because you've asked for help and they've never helped you, then be honest with yourself. Don't force yourself to be a martyr. It doesn't work. And not to mention, the other people can feel it. You're really not fooling anybody. So you have to be able to say yes and say yes and mean yes, or don't do it. And also, you also want to start giving yourself some time. Like, just take some, quote-unquote, me breaks. You know, during the day, 5 or 10 minutes, you know, just to acknowledge what, you know, what you're doing well and what you did that so far that day that you liked. Write down in a me journal. Take time to note what you did that you are proud of each day. Very, very important. Now, these are just some strategies that you can begin doing to learn to love yourself more. Okay, there's some starting points here for some personal self-awareness. And last, but certainly not least, is be kind to yourself. Remember, you are a precious part of the universe. So lighten up. Literally, lighten up and laugh. And notice the beauty. Be willing to receive love. Hug a tree. Eat a popsicle. It's summer outside. It tastes good. And smile at yourself. And smile at yourself in the mirror on a frequent basis and say, I'm worth it. Because you definitely are. So I'm going to give the phone number out again, and I'm going to say, please give a call. I would love to hear from you. Again, the phone number here, you can call toll-free is 888 929-5471, or you can dial direct. Our area code, our country area code, is 011. You can also, and the direct number is 530-513-6472. That's 530-513-6472. So again, it's 11:29 here in Akron. My daughter is on her way to Israel. I'm so proud of her. She is one of 13 Hillel administrators, or executive directors, if you will, that have been chosen. This is internationally chosen. There's 13 of them to work on this fellowship. And so it's a very special fellowship that she is undertaking, and she'll be gone for 2 weeks, and then she'll be back. So I'm very proud of her. I'm very proud of all my children. As a matter of fact, I always want to send a wonderful dedication to my grandson, who turned 4 yesterday. And I'm so happy and proud of my kids and my grandkids. They are just the best. Just the best. And you know, that's the other thing. We have to really become very grateful and thankful for all that we have. And we have to start thanking our bodies for participating in our life. Some bodies decide to shut down, and we have to integrate our conversations with them. And I hope you found this to be valuable. And I hope those who are going to listen to this via the archives will also find this valuable. And you can email your questions, too. You can email them, or you can email me questions during the week at info@akashicwisdom.com. And I do have some openings this week for telephone consultations, if that's of interest to you, where, you know, I do 1 hour as well as an hour and a half consultations. We've got some specials going on that. And I'm offering a class, and the class is coming up on the 20th, 21st, and 22nd of July. For those people who are interested in learning how to access their own records, you can do that, and we are going to be presenting that here in Akron, Ohio. So I would love to hear from anybody who is interested in knowing more about how opening their own personal Akashic records might benefit them. So, let me see. I think we might have a question. Let's take a look. Okay. All right. So, okay. Let's see here. Okay, so here's the question. I have a question about my dog, Brandy. Years ago, when I turned 19, I was about to move from Ohio to Colorado. I went outside and I spoke with my dog and told her of my concerns. 2 years later, I had what I thought was usual, but I'm going to figure that he meant unusual, dream. Brandy was on a mountain near where I was living. I was with her. The scene was surreal. The mountain was folded at the base, and the ski lifts were snapped off the top and were rusted like an enormous force twisted them off. We were sitting in long green grass. The air was calm and completely still, and the temperature was perfect. The actual temperature was 8 degrees with lots of snow. Brandy and me, were able to communicate telepathically for an undetermined time. Then she suddenly informed me that she had to go. I snapped out of my trance and told her it was not her time. She seemed to communicate an intention of a smile and inform me that it was all right, but I found myself in a frenzy driving her back home. I looked over at her. I saw something confusing. I saw a solar system with the sun and planets, and I suddenly woke up. I woke up. The time was 4:30 p.m. and the sun was already going down. I had never slept that long in my life. I have no idea how long that dream lasted. Later, while eating dinner, my mom called to say that she had to put Brandy to sleep. Obviously, she came to check up on me to make sure I was okay. I have some questions about that dream. Why was the mountain in such a bizarre shape? Was that a picture of the future, and what snapped off the top of the ski lifts? What was I seeing when I saw a solar system, and what does that mean? Okay, so first of all, you have to understand that the snow lifts on the top of the ski lifts were snapped off because you could not follow Brandy to the height that she was going because she was leaving the planet. She was leaving the physical planet. So you could not follow her. And so therefore, you couldn't go up the ski lifts. The other piece was the mountain itself was folded at the base, all right, because there's something, the picture that I'm being shown is the mountain looked like a paper hat or like a paper airplane. And the paper airplane was that she was going to be soaring to a different dimension. And what's really important here for you to understand is that no one leaves the planet who is not complete. You really need to understand that. And that's important for everyone to understand. No one leaves the planet who is not complete. So Brandy left when she needed to leave, and that was important for her. And she was coming to communicate with you. And what's important to understand is that you were receiving what you needed to receive energetically and telepathically. And so you really need to understand that what you got was what you needed. And what she got, is what she needed. So, you know, it's important for you to also understand that the reason you saw the solar system is because she was leaving. She was leaving. And she needed to spend her last time that she could in this energetic realm, if you will, with you. So it was more that it wasn't just that she came to check up on you to make sure you were okay. It was that she came to communicate with you what you needed to know, whether or not you remember what she said. Doesn't make a difference. You got what you needed. Okay? So I really want you to understand that this was a very special, not just a dream, but a very special experience for you and Brandy. In fact, what's also interesting is what I'm hearing is that Brandy still pops in and out of your life more as a spirit guide. So I hope that was helpful. So if anybody else would have a question, you can call in or you can email the question at info@akashicwisdom.com. So thank you very much for your question, Bob. We appreciate that. Appreciate these questions. And in about two or three more minutes, we're going to go ahead and shut down the show. Unless somebody calls in or emails me a question, because, you know, this show is all about you. It's all about me serving the universe and serving humanity in bringing forth information that you need. And next week we'll talk a little bit more about what the the journal had to say. Also want to consider here, you know, we've got the 4th of July, Independence Day coming up on Wednesday. And so I'd like you all to consider that what is your definition of independence, and how can you break free of any bondage that you might feel that's holding you back from being all that you can be? What are the ties that bind you for not doing what you love? And you know, money's not a good excuse. Sorry. That's not it. Because nobody's saying give up your day job. We're saying that you have to incorporate doing what you love into your life. And for some people, it expands and grows to such an extent that they can quit their day job. But doing a little bit every day about what your passion is or about what you truly love will bring that which you desire closer to you. So this week, when you're thinking of the fireworks that go off, you have to really know that this is a time for you to really take your next step. And the other thing that's wonderful that the master teachers and loved ones are telling me is that when you see the finale of the fireworks and you see all those wonderful bursts of light, that's the way we are seen by our wonderful guidance and by the master teachers and loved ones as beautiful, brilliant bursts of light. So when you see the fireworks, I want you to say, wow, look, there I am. I am beautiful. Because you truly are. You truly are. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I really want to thank you for listening. I want to let you know that we'll be talking to you next week. I want to send a happy birthday out to not only my grandson who turned 4, but my granddaughter who's going to be 5 on July 10th. And I'm just so blessed to have these wonderful beings in my life. And I have a grandson who's going to be 9 months old on the 6th of July. Yep. And, yep, so we've got some birthdays coming up. Oh, I do have a question. Okay. Can I repeat my journal entry? It was a long one, so you might want to listen to the question is, can I repeat my journal entry? Well, I got new. It was from 2002, so it was, 10 years ago. But I can't repeat it really quickly, but if you can listen to the archives, you can certainly get it for JoJo if you need it, because to repeat it now would be kind of, there were some things that came forward when I was reading it that were not in the journal, that were comments that the master's teachers and loved ones gave today. So the things that I was saying were part of the message for today. So hopefully you'll be able to listen to the archives and hear that which you missed, because I'm sure they're all there. I'm sure they're all there. But if you do have any other questions, this is the time to send them off. So I want to, and if you send one off and I have gone off the air, I will save your question for next week and we will cover it then. Okay? All right. Again, the email address is info@FSNFrankO. If you would like to contact me personally, you can call me at 216-691-1233 and leave a message and I'll call you back. And remember that if you're interested in learning how to access your own Akashic Records, that's going to happen here in Akron, Ohio, July 20th, 21st, and 22nd. So, and I'm also going to be doing a lecture here in Akron on Friday the 13th. So If that's of interest, please give me a call or email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, and we'll be able to give you more details on that. So it is now 11:43, and I am going to go ahead and close the records unless there's something else that anybody wants to call or ask. All right. Well, you know, I hope you have a miracle-filled week. We ask that all those listening, may their hearts be opened and their burdens be lifted. And may you all truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The Akashic Records are closed for Akashic Wisdom Show on July 1st, 2012. Have a wonderful, miracle-filled week, everyone. Get your questions in, and we will continue to answer them. I love you all. Have a great week. Bye-bye.